NM coronavirus restrictions elderly man had to publicly relieve himself while waiting in food line. By Hannah Blow on December 10, 2020. The stringent coronavirus restrictions across New Mexico continue to take a toll on residents, particularly the elderly, as Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's D. orders continue to create what has been dubbed modern breadlines. Suggested act of kindness. I received a heartbreaking report of an elderly man waiting in line to buy food. He waited so long, he had to publicly relieve himself. If you are able, consider allowing our senior citizens in front of you in line. New Mexico State Representative Rebecca Dow, R., said on Thursday. Her update prompted a response from former GOP Senate candidate Elisa Martinez, who has remained a sharp critic of the governor throughout the lockdowns. Your unscientific mandates have created a public health crisis in NM. Elderly man has to relieve himself after waiting so long in line outside. People are suffering. Where is the media? Where is the science? What a disaster, she said. Lujan Grisham announced a 2-week statewide reset on November 13, which imposed severe restrictions on businesses and forced non-essential businesses to shut down. The order also severely restricted operations for businesses deemed essential, ordering them to minimize operations and in-person staffing to the greatest extent possible. Under the order, stores that remained open were limited to 25% occupancy or no more than 75 customers, whichever is lesser, promoting lines outside of major retailers. So now we're experiencing 2 to 4 hour lines outside in the cold. Some areas of the state it's snowing, raining, Martinez said in a November 28 appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. I had an elderly woman contact me. She was waiting in line for 2 hours to get their meds. To get their, you know, essential medicine, she continued, adding that it is making a public health emergency worse. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Elisa Martinez, November 28, 2020. While the original 2-week reset expired on November 30, the state has since implemented a red to green system for the state's counties, enabling local communities to shed burdensome restrictions as soon as public health data show the virus is retreating within their borders. On December 2, the state announced that 32 of the 33 counties remained in the most restrictive red level. Only San Miguel County qualified for the lesser yellow level, while no counties qualified for green under the state's criteria. Under the red level, essential retail spaces are capped to 25% capacity or 75 customers at a time, whichever is smaller. The red level also shutters indoor dining and reduces outdoor dining to 25% capacity. Additionally, mass gatherings are capped to 5 individuals. That includes private gatherings.